This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, another hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on an Ask Dr. Jesse Friday. Why do communists love crime so much? You already know, I hope. We're going to talk about it here briefly, but why do they love crime so much? Headline here from The Economist. El Salvador's crackdown on gangs has reduced crime and democratic norms. El Salvador was a nightmare, an absolute nightmare of crime. The stories I heard from El Salvador were heartbreaking and awful. El Salvador is now one of the safest countries down there, if not the safest, like that, overnight. Why? Guy gets elected president, rounds up all the gang members, throws them all in cages, all of them. He got them stacked up like sardines in there. Not exactly the best conditions either. We're talking about El Salvadorian prisons, so things are a little rough in there. But yeah, locked them all up. Why would America's communists be upset about such a thing? Remember, the revolutionary phase, which is what we're still in. We are still in the revolutionary phase right now, where they're trying to finish burning it all down so they can finish taking over everything. The revolutionary phase, it must be an unstable phase for the communist. He needs instability. He needs a society in chaos. He needs crisis. This is one of the things the right has always failed to understand. Remember when St. George Floyd, died in Minneapolis? He died in Minneapolis. And immediately the communist street mobs, they flocked. They organized and they flocked to the streets. Black Lives Matter and Antifa. They burned and looted in city after city after city across the country. And I watched so many people on the right naively say this. Because remember, this is the summer of 2020. That's an election year, right? That's right before the Trump-Biden election. And I watched so many people on the right say things like, oh man, the public is going to reject this. This is a Democrat problem. This makes Democrats look terrible. Man, Joe Biden's going to get creamed in re-election because of these riots. But that didn't happen, did it? Look, even setting the cheating aside, it's a pretty even election, right? Didn't happen. He didn't get creamed because of it. Why? Instability, angst, chaos. It always aids the communist. Because the communist is promising to give you something at the back end of this. The person who loves freedom, this is our ultimate, this is the hard part about selling it. He's promising to give you nothing. I actually have an email, I'll get to it later on, but it's about the student loan thing. You know what? In fact, I'll just paraphrase it and I'll dig into it right now because that's the perfect segue into it. I don't have it in front of me. Sorry, it's buried in the pile, but someone wrote in an email, Jesse, what's the right solution to the student loan thing? Democrats are promising to pay them off. What's the right going to do for me? Well, that's the problem, isn't it? The appropriate answer to that question is nothing. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. But how do you sell that to somebody? Jewish producer Chris is a communist, and he comes up to you and says, oh man, you've got $50 in debt? You're $50 in debt? Hey, man, I'll give you $50. Vote for me right now. I'll give you $50. I'll pay off your $50 in debt. And then there's me. You come up to me and you say, hey, Jewish producer Chris, he promised to pay off my $50 in debt. I'm in debt $50. What are you going to do for me? And I look at you and say, nothing. Go pay off your own debt. Well, what's a more appealing message? This is our problem. Messaging freedom to a people who don't crave freedom. When you cause crime and chaos in a society, in the end, the people who want more power, want to use power, want to abuse power, they always win. It's why America's communists instinctively look at any crime crackdown as a bad thing. They know in the end, crime helps them. Crime helps them. Oh, mighty Oracle, I missed you, but James T. Harris did well. Sorry the food was so-so. What about the lodgings? Okay, the lodgings. Great water pressure in Israel. Shocking levels of water pressure in Israel. I'm used to a lot of these European countries. I'm used to these. Like, I've been to a lot. I've been to one. But I just figure crappy AC, crappy air conditioning, and crappy water pressure in these places. Really great water pressure in Israel. Good toilet system. Nice comfy toilets, and they flushed. That can be a problem overseas. I remember the first time I walked into Iraq and saw their, quote, toilets were just a porcelain hole in the ground that you had to squat over, so that was no fun. What else about the lodgings? They were fine. The beds were, see, that sounds so old. The beds were a little hard. The beds were extremely hard over there. The employees were very rude. Very, very rude. Almost universally, the employees were rude. I called downstairs one day, and I was going to order a pizza. Called downstairs to room service, and the guy says, all right, call back in 2 minutes. And he hangs up the phone on me. I'm like, what? He hangs up the phone? So I call back in something like 5 minutes. He says, hang on. And he kind of sets it down and goes and speaks someone who goes and grabs someone who speaks better English. And the guy gets on the phone. This is the guy who spoke English. He said, yeah, what do you need? And I said, I'm going to order some room service. Okay, what do you want? That's what he said on the phone. And that was a nice hotel. So that wasn't all that nice. Statue of Robert E. Lee from Monument Boulevard in Richmond to be melted down. Well, we're not going to dwell on this because you already know something we've talked about a lot. The communist destroys your history. He destroys the parts you're kind of ashamed of, or the parts you'll find harder to defend. That's his foot in the door to destroy all of it. This goes to back to what we were just talking about, the revolutionary phase. Part of the revolutionary phase in a society is unmooring you from your history, tearing down your history so you don't feel any connection. Any connection. There's no thread connecting you to your country anymore if I can simply go through and wreck all of your history. And the low-T GOP has lacked the ability and lacked the guts to defend themselves against this. You'll get half the Republicans in the country. In fact, forget half. Is there one Republican in the United States of America who would defend a statue of Robert E. Lee? Who would be able to, yeah, Chris pointed to me, besides me. Is there one who would be able to articulate why it's important that you leave that statue up, you visit it, you talk about it, the goods, the bads, the history, but it's part of your history. Is there one elected Republican in the country? Do you know that if you go to Mongolia today, I would encourage you to look this up. It's amazing. Did you know that in Mongolia today, there's a statue of Genghis Khan, and I don't know how big that statue is, but it looks gigantic. It looks like a building. Oh, Chris, Michael, you guys should look this thing up. It looks like a building. It's the most gaudy, over-the-top thing in your lifetime. Genghis Khan killed something like 40 million people with swords and bows and arrows. It's amazing how many people he killed. What he did to the Muslim world in the Middle East when he went up against the Khwarizmian Shah and all that, did you know that he killed, this is one of the major empires of the time, it was an extremely advanced empire with science and technology and all these things. You know that Genghis Khan and his Mongols, by the time the Mongols were done, had killed roughly 80% of the society. That is genocide. There's no other way to describe that. That's genocide. 80%, that would be like somebody conquering America, walking into America, conquering it, and killing about 250 million of us. That's about what that is equivalent to. You know, in Mongolia, he's on their money. That statue, Chris looked it up, it's 130 feet tall. Genghis Khan. Why? Because good or bad, better or worse, that's who they are. That's what makes Mongolian people today. That's part of what makes them who they are. That's woven into their DNA as a nation. They need that 130-foot statue. They know it's important. It's part of what connects the people to the land. Here in America, you can't find one elected Republican to defend a statue of Robert E. Lee. Pathetic. That's why you need to get the Anti-Communist Manifesto for your state rep and state senator so they can stop being pathetic and buy one for your city councilman too at jessekellybook.com. Chris, what, Chris? You have $8. You have $11. Tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do a Tunnel to Towers membership drive tonight. I don't even know if it counts as a membership, but I consider it a membership. $11 a month is what Tunnel to Towers wants. What do they do with that $11 a month? They don't go out and buy pizza, which I had for lunch today. They don't go buy pizza with it. They take care of widows and orphans. You see, when we read a headline, oh no, fallen officer, ambush, dead, leaves behind a wife, three kids, we get sad, and then we move on in about 5 minutes to the next thing. But that family doesn't get to move on because dad never comes home again. Tunnel to Towers doesn't move on. They find those people and they help. They're paying off mortgages for them, building them communities. They're taking care of catastrophically injured veterans, homeless veterans. Your $11 a month goes to doing good. Go give. T2T.org. I know you've been thinking about it. Tonight's the night to do it. T2T.org. Sign up to give $11 a month. All right? Hang on.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and I know we have a ton of Ask Dr. Jesse questions. We're going to talk a little bit more about destruction, cultural destruction, and our history and things like that. But I think it's good. It's always good to gain wisdom, right? It's always good to get a little sharper, a little smarter, to expand how we think, how you think, how I think. When you're asked about America, what America means, what America is, what it should be, when you're asked about that, sometimes it's hard to put it into words. So if you can't do it, or you can't put it in words, or you struggle with that sometimes, that's fine. All that means is you need to lean on the intellectual people in our society, the people with these huge brains who can take these complicated issues and articulate them in ways that make it easy for everyone to understand. Are you having a hard time defending America, describing America? Well, sit back and listen to this and get smarter.
The nature of democracy is there are two sides to it in terms of the nature of it. There's a duality. On the one hand, when democracy is intact, it is incredibly strong in terms of the strength it bestows on the individuals, in terms of their rights and their freedoms. Incredibly strong in terms of what it does for its people. On the other hand, it's very fragile. A democracy will only be as intact as our willingness to fight for it. And so fight we must, and fight we will.
Outstanding. Outstanding. I feel so much better. Jesse, I bought two copies of the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I'm enjoying it thoroughly. As a teacher for 20 years, it's fascinating how the American public knows so little about the dangers of communism. I believe that's intentional. I'm traveling to South Carolina soon. As a menu whisperer, what restaurant recommendations do you have in Charleston? By the way, I never heard your thoughts on the Cleveland Indians having their name changed to the Guardian. As a fellow native Ohioan, I'm guessing you see it as the way the cultural Marxists won in destroying the things we love. One, in Charleston, you need to go out to Mount Pleasant and go to Paige's Okra Grill. You're welcome. Two, while you're in Charleston proper, eat at Eli's Table. Eli's Table. I don't know if they still have it. The last time I was at Eli's Table, you know French onion soup? Chris, Michael, do you guys like French onion soup? Chris, why did you just shrug your shoulders? What's wrong with French onion soup? The onion? You don't like onions? Gosh, you're so lame and stupid. Yes, I do. I eat some of the onion. I eat some of the onion. Anyway, French onion soup. They had a French onion grilled or a French onion cheeseburger. French onion cheeseburger with the onions on it. And then that grrr, however you say that, the grrr, cheese melted on top. Oh, my freaking goodness. That was awesome. Also, when it comes to name, like the teams like the Cleveland Indians or the Washington Redskins and these teams like that changing their names here. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It's horrible. Here's why I don't stress about it too much, though. How much do we talk about Normie Norm? That's your neighbor, Normie Norm, and waking him up and making him realize what we're going through. And that's Normie Norm, the Republican, the guy who votes Republican every single time. We have a hard time catching him up. If Normie Norm Republican, if it takes effort from you and me to wake him up and catch him up, what chance do we have to get these people in the corporate world to buck up and wake up and stand up against this stuff? We have no chance. None. What chance do these professional teams have? All these professional teams now, it's not like they're run by a bunch of type A, you know, sports bro males in the front office. All these front offices are packed full of all these Harvard communists and Stanford communists. Stale. I combine Stanford and Yale. Stale communists. Stanford communists. Yale communists. They're all a bunch of woke crap kids in these front offices. What chance do we have to ever preserve anything like this? Plus, when it comes to the Indians, America has always struggled with it. Always. Contrary to what your garbage communist history teacher told you, America didn't just show up, slaughter all the Native Americans, kick them all off their land, and with this just universal agreement that that's what needs to be done. Send them to the reservations. Not at all. America, from the earliest days, America was just hand-wringing over what to do with the Indians that were here. It's because the country was founded by Christians. The country was founded by Christians, not Genghis Khan. So they showed up, and they weren't comfortable. They weren't. There was always this debate, always this argument, even in the height of the Indian Wars, especially out west when they're trying to remove the last of the Apache and the Sioux, and they're trying to clean up the rest of the Indians that are causing trouble out there. Even at the height of this, where you're sending army units after Indian units and wiping out villages and stuff like that, even during that, it was half and half. People in Congress, journalists, newspapers, people within the military. You can read story after story after story of this general. He had a very heavy hand with the Indians, no mercy at all. But the colonel who serves underneath him got along with him really well, married an Indian woman, wasn't really comfortable with all of it. America has always been uncomfortable with conquest. Very uncomfortable with conquest. Maybe you can argue that's a good thing. Maybe you can argue it's a bad thing. The truth is it's probably a bit of both. But we've always been uncomfortable with conquest. All right. Let's deal with Biden, Newsom. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about student loans. Let's talk about Moscow. And that's not good. We'll get to all that and more in just a second. Before we get to that, get to emergency food. You need some. I need some. Everyone does. Everyone needs an emergency 3-month food supply of some kind. I became obsessed with this a couple years ago. This is one of those, even FEMA tells you, have 3 months worth of food, non-perishable food in your house. And so I dug into it. The reason I became obsessed with it is I kind of got curious one day. I assumed I had it. So I went digging through the pantry. Okay, family of four, what do we have? What do we not have? You'd be amazed at how little you have when it comes to non-perishable things. My Patriot Supply has emergency 3-month food kits, and right now they have the biggest discount they offer, 25% off. get a three-month food kit for everyone who lives in your home. And don't touch it. Don't eat it, all right? Buy it and stash it. You have to go to preparewithjessekelly.com. That gets you your three-month food kit. Preparewithjessekelly.com. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, and we are going to have to be a more, you ready for this word? You ready for this? Litigious society. Don't roll your eyes, Chris. You can't use words like that. They just flow off of my tongue. We need to be a more litigious society. Moscow, Idaho pays $300,000 to Christians arrested for singing psalms outdoors during COVID. Lawsuits. They sued. We have typically on the right, this is a general question. I realize it doesn't apply to everybody, but we have typically on the right kind of thumbed our nose at lawsuits, suing people. I know I have. Oh, gosh, here we go. Sue someone else. Always got to sue somebody. It kind of seems gross and disgusting to us. We should be suing the government a lot. That's just a fact. Government is abusing us, violating our rights. We need to start suing and suing a lot. And we need to start suing private industry too, especially when they do their COVID lockdown stuff, kicking people out of their jobs, anti-white racism. We need to sue this out of our society. All right, Jesse, I can't help but feel the Hunter Biden fiasco is nothing but a waste of time. I get it, trying to do something about the double standard is positive, but I feel like they've already moved on and are planning on a different path come 2024 anyway, such as Newsom. Shouldn't we be far more focused on him or others in the running? One, you know I'm worried about Newsom. I've already explained that. I'm very, very worried about Newsom. But two, he's not running yet. And most importantly, three, this is something we have to learn on the right. We have to learn that we can walk and should walk and chew gum at the same time. We oftentimes will yell and scream that we're losing focus on what matters. Oh, that's not important. We should be focusing on this and not that. Jesse, we should be, why are we talking about culture war stuff when we should be talking about inflation? We can't talk about both? Jesse, why are we focusing on the Hunter Biden stuff when we should be focusing on ballot harvesting? We can't do both? Let me ask you, who's been winning the culture war? Obviously, you know the communist has. It hasn't been us. It's been the communist. Overall, over the last 100 years, he's been winning and we've been losing. Now, let me ask you, when's the last time you saw them? Ever. decide that a battle, any battle, was not worth it. They will fight tooth and nail to keep a Chick-fil-A out of an airport because Chick-fil-A doesn't support gay marriage. They will fight tooth and nail for that. They will go to the mattresses over Chick-fil-A in an airport. The right is constantly deciding that we don't have time for this and we don't have time for that. And oh my gosh, there's no time for this argument. And who cares about Hunter or who cares about that? You know what battles we should be fighting? All of them. All of them. You don't just surrender ground anywhere. I'll tell you where else I see this. You know, I don't do a bunch of pop culture stuff. I just don't. It's because I don't watch a bunch of TV. I grew up loving the movies, but I'm so sickened by the movie industry today that I don't go to a lot anymore. Once every couple months, Lord willing, you get some non-woke movie you can take the family to, but I just don't do that much anymore. So I don't end up talking a bunch of movies and things like that. It's just not who I am. It's not, doesn't interest me, so I don't talk about it. But people on the right, they will complain when you have pundits, writers, and radio guys and TV guys who do talk a lot about the movies. Hey, did you see the new Oppenheimer? Oh, I thought it was really woke. I thought it wasn't woke. I thought the Barbie movie was feminist. It wasn't feminist. And you'll get people on the right who says, oh my gosh, who cares? It's a movie about a child's toy. We don't have time to talk about that. Oh my gosh, not with the spending in Ukraine. Can't we focus on both? Both matter. People think that just their cultural pillar, the one that interests them, that it's the only one that matters. If you're one of these people who is passionate about spending, and I'm one of these people, so I can speak to this. So I know the anti-spending crowd. You get with the anti-spending crowd, you know, and the Fed, things like that, which I'm all about. You get the anti-spending crowd. They will roll their eyes to the ends of the earth about any discussion that isn't about spending. Oh, who cares? If we don't fix the national debt, it's not going to matter. Oh my gosh, who cares about abortion? Oh, who cares about the border with spending this out of control? Those things matter too. I can tell you that there are things that don't interest me that are important. Music. You know, I enjoy music, but I don't obsess over it. We love the music on this show. We love that you love the music on this show. It's something we take pride in. We play good jams on the show. But I don't know anything about music. I don't know how to play instruments. Most of the time, I don't even know what band Chris has dialed up to play for the music coming in or out. When I go home at night, I'm not watching documentaries on. Oh, did you see the new Rolling Stone documentary? It just doesn't. It's not the music industry itself. It's not that important to me. It just doesn't have an interest for me. But I can still acknowledge that music is really important in a society. It is. Your entertainment's important. We are so tempted to surrender parts of our... We're so tempted to surrender certain battles because we think if we fight this one, then we can't fight that one. Or if we do this, then it means we're not doing that. That's not true at all. We should be surrendering a lot fewer battles. A lot fewer battles. Make them earn every single inch. Let's do remember what we're up against.
And for scientists, it is unequivocal. Humans are to blame. All this is entirely consistent with predictions and repeated warnings. The only surprise is the speed of the change. Climate change is here. It is terrifying, and it is just the beginning. The era of global warming has ended. The era of global boiling has arrived.
Jesse, why do we care about the climate change nutters when the border's overrun? I think we should care about both. Pretty sure we should care about both. Hey, Jesse, who took care of Fred when you were gone? And the snake, or did you kill it before you left? Okay, that's not very nice. I did not kill the snake before I left. That's one. Two, Fred. You know that Fred has bit of separation anxiety. You know what? It's not even separation anxiety. Fred just has anxiety on top of his seasonal allergies and everything. it's just the most useless dog in the world. So it actually is something we have to stress about is how does Fred get taken care of in a way that supports his emotional fragility while he's gone. We have a neighborhood full of kids who live and die for that big fluffy idiot. He just has that way about him. So we have an army of people who watch our home for us and take care of Fred and keep an eye on the house and stuff like that. I'm big on security, and I get bigger and bigger and bigger on it as I get older. So we don't want to take him out and board him. Plus, if you board him, have you priced these boarding things for pets? Chris, you don't have pets, do you? What do you have? Oh, you have a cat. That's so weak. Chris has a cat. Michael's got a puppy. It's not better than a dog. Don't say it's not better than a... Okay, Chris, it's not all about money. Okay, it's a pet. Oh, my gosh. It's so true. That's jeez. Anyway, I forgot Chris is a cat person. Anyway, have you tried boarding these things? It's like staying in a hotel room anymore. All right. Let's focus. Somebody wants to know how he deals with the communists in his school. We're going to talk about power. We're going to talk about how and why they seek power. We're going to talk about parenting in a second book. Don't get your hopes up. But first, let's address this CDC thing. Before we get to that, let's get to your pillow. Your MyPillow. The MyPillow you already have, right? And maybe right now you're looking down, you're navel gazing, you're saying, oh, I don't have one yet. I've been too cheap. Jesse, I haven't wanted to spend the money. Jesse, they're $69.98. Well, not right now, they're not. MyPillow's celebrating their 20th anniversary. They're $19.98. For 10 bucks more, you can get a Jesse size. That's what I call the king size one. What, Chris? The Jesse size pillow's only $10 more. You have to go to MyPillow.com. They have, because it's their anniversary, bed sheets, mattress toppers. Oh, gosh, they're mattress toppers. Pet beds, towels, my slippers. Go take advantage of the sale at MyPillow.com. You have to click on the radio listener special square, though, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? $19.98 with the promo code Jesse. Now, for the truckers, for anyone on the road, stay off the internet. Make a phone call. They're wonderful to deal with on the phone. 800-845-0544. 800-845-0544.
Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. And Chris asked during the break, who took care of the snake? Because I never did address who took care of the snake. No, the snake is fine. We just let him loose in the yard and he goes and eats baby rabbits. No, I'm kidding. Stop. I'm kidding. No, apparently these things only eat once every couple weeks or something like that. Look, I don't ever see the snake. I don't like that we're snake people now, that we have a snake in the house. So I just choose not to acknowledge it. That's all. CDC likely to recommend annual COVID booster shot, the director says. Wow. You don't say. The Center for Disease Control that has openly colluded with big pharma companies is now going to recommend that you purchase their products once a year. Man, I got to tell you, I'm stunned. Dr. Jesse, I'm going to be a freshman in high school, and there's a kid who is an open communist. He has ridiculed me for wearing American flag overalls, jackets, pants, and my MAGA hat. He always tells me that the Communist Party is the way America needs to go. I've reported him to the principal multiple times, and every time I do that, he tells the principal that I'm lying and making stuff up. Dr. Jesse, what else could I and should I do? Keep your head down and your mouth shut. Listen, this is what I mean. We can't fight every single battle. Do I wish we lived in a country where 14-year-olds were kicked out of school for expressing any loyalty to communism? Yes. Yes, I do. I wish we lived in a country where communists couldn't go to school, can't find employment, can't fly, can't ride public transportation. I want to live in a country that's openly hostile to communists. That's what I believe. I'm an anti-communist to my core. But we don't have that country. So if you've already reported him to the principal and nothing happened, then let it go. You're not doing anything else. You're going to have to work around crappy people. Look at me. I'm with Chris and Michael. Jesse, I took your advice and signed up to be a poll worker in my area. I live in a very red area. I showed up for orientation today, and everyone except me and one other girl were about 100 years old. We all had to introduce ourselves, and funny enough, one of the other people was one of the communists we kicked off the school board last election cycle. When I heard her name, all I could hear was you saying the communist always seeks whatever power they can and holds on to it. This is a great lesson. That's why I read this. This is a great lesson for how the communist thinks. Okay, so this communist in this very red area was on the school board. Remember, if you're listening to me right now from a red area, I bet you your school board is garbage. Most of them are. So this communist in a red area, he found his way onto the school board. How'd he do that? Well, complacency. People on the right didn't want to be on the school board, didn't care about the school board. So they want little Aiden, Jaden, and Braden to have a good school, but they don't really stress about the school board that much. But the communist in the red area, he looks at school board and he sees opportunity. He sees an opportunity to implement his values. Even as a tiny minority in the area, he knows if he can seize the choke point that is the school board, it's going to allow him an oversized amount of power. So he runs for school board. He gets on the school board. And then, slowly but surely, the right begins to wake up. And we start digging into these school board seats, figuring out we have communists on them, and we get these people kicked off. Good, 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 good. But the fight never stops. Why? Because when a communist gets kicked off of a school board in a red area, the communist doesn't go home and plop down on the couch and say, oh, it's all over. Dang it. I had a good thing going, but now they're on to me. They're on to me, and I'm never running for anything again. Remember, his life, the communist's life, is seeking out power with the intention to destroy. He is consumed by bitterness. It is the religion of the malcontent. And so his commitment to his God means he doesn't miss a beat. If you have him removed from the school board, and I'm glad you did, he's going to go home and he's going to look for the next thing that he can grab and seize so he can poison it and destroy it, because it's his religion. He's not a Democrat. He's not a leftist. He's not a liberal. He's not progressive. He's a communist. He is a religious zealot. That's how they all are. Remember, I should have kept that email. It was a long time ago. That former communist that listens to the show, I'll never forget. It was so revealing. Emailed in and told us about the time she missed one local election. One. You don't even vote in half your local elections. She missed one local election, and she was so distraught, felt like such a sinner, that she had to go see a therapist to ease the stress and anxiety that came with skipping one local election. Now, I try to vote in every election. I have failed in the past. While I've been bummed, disappointed in myself, I never needed therapy afterwards. Have you? Of course you haven't. But that's the difference in how committed they are. Okay. All right. The three-letter agencies. The midlife crisis car. So much more. Before we get to these, let's get to your T-levels. Let's get to your general well-being, actually. Because it's a lot more than just T-levels for dudes. Energy levels, hormone levels for ladies. It's more than just that. We all need things. We need to get better. Chalk is our way, one of our ways we're going to get better, because chalk is natural. Not only are they hardcore anti-communists, they're natural herbal supplements of the highest qualities. Fellas, there's estrogen in your water. You're drinking it. You need to get on a male vitality stack from chalk to fight back. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Give it 90 days. Take it for 90 days and then tell me how you feel. Ladies, your hormone levels are all messed up too because of all that crap we consume now. Female vitality stack. But whatever your needs, go to choq.com and get something. And get a subscription, because subscriptions are 35% off with the promo code Jesse. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. All right? All right, Jesse. You're going bald is only going to add to the symmetry of your face, so don't sweat it. I, however, have a complaint. Why have you declared several times on your radio show that you will never write another book when you literally, dang it, teased the second book in the Anti-Communist Manifesto, he says, which can be purchased at jessekellybook.com, called Jesse Kelly's Guide to Anti-Communist Parenting. You even said spring of 2025. I will hold you to that. Okay. That was just a little blurb we threw in the book. No, do not get your hopes up if you read in the book that there's going to be a Jesse Kelly guide to anti-communist parenting. I am glad you love the book. I really am. I am glad you are learning from it. I'm glad you're giving it to your kids, your pastors, your state reps. I'm glad you're giving it out as gifts. I'm glad that you love the book. I really am. I'm not writing another book. I'm not, Chris. That's the book I wanted to write. I'm not an author. I'm not going to do this thing everyone does where I write a new book every 2 years, and I don't fault people for doing that. There's a lot of benefit in books. Books are wonderful. I'm a book fan. I'm a reader. I'm not an author. I am not an author. Nor would I be capable of writing a book that I wasn't super passionate about writing. I was passionate about writing one, the Anti-Communist Manifesto. I wrote it. It's done. Let it go. All right, the three-letter agencies. Let's have a chat about them. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.